This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's March 31st, episode 881, brought to you today by our friends at Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on Horses in the Morning. I'll tell you what, I hope you weren't riding in California this weekend. You'd have been rocking and rolling.
Man, I know. We didn't feel anything here in Arizona, but I did have some friends that were competing at Galway Downs, which is in Temecula, and they all said they felt it. They all felt it. So can you imagine running cross-country and all of a sudden the ground shakes? That'd be so scary.
It's one thing to watch in a windstorm to watch your show jumps fall over, but when you watch the cross country jumps fall over, that's a different story.
Oh my God, that'd be awful.
That's when you know you've got trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they're expecting more aftershocks. They had 400 aftershocks. They just had another 4.6 or something up in Yellowstone? California's a-moving.
Well, you know what they say, if it keeps going, Arizona's going to have some oceanfront property.
Yeah, your property will be a lot more valuable. It'll be right there.
Terrible. It's terrible.
Put it on the market today, Jamie. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Omega Alpha Equine, holy cow, there's a lot going on this show, Monday edition. We start out with a listener on location spot as Kayla Mueller recounts her adventure at the Aiken Steeplechase that she went to over the weekend. And then Judy Almel stops by for a chat about several awesome new products from Meridian that will cause you to make a trip to the tack store to update your horse show wardrobe ASAP. And then next up, the Wacky World of Horses with Horse Nation hits the laugh button. And rounding out our Monday adventure into the equinosphere, Olympian Gina Miles stops by with the latest on her line of products from Professionals Choice and what she will be up to at the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. We have a lot going on in today's show, but we have a lot going on in tomorrow's a new episode here on Horses in the Morning as well. Emily Thompson will join us for the first time with the first monthly jumper episode tomorrow. So I give my daily whinny to Emily. She's going to be co-hosting with me the first Tuesday of every month, and it'll be the whole show will revolve around jumping. Well, tomorrow we're going to have a discussion on bitless bridles because Emily rides bitless, and apparently a lot of show jumpers are starting to do that as well. And then Ashley Bond Clark on her win of $350,000 in California 2 weeks ago. And also I want to ask her, she just got married, so we're going to ask her a little bit about her new husband as well before she heads off to Europe and to do the season over there. So a lot going on tomorrow morning's show, our first of our jumper episodes tomorrow.
Cool.
All
Well, I have good news. I have good news for everybody. The good news for the rest of the world is that today, in my mind, marks the official day of summer. It is summer, people. I know some of you are like, shut up. We have 3 feet of snow on the ground.
What, it hit 100 degrees in Phoenix?
No. Today is opening day. Opening day for Major League Baseball. Woohoo! Currently, the Braves are going to open their season up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where tomorrow the low will be 28 degrees. but it's on its way, people. It's on its way. The boys of summer are back. So officially, it'll be summer. And that means good news in every part of the world except for mine. But I'll take the baseball.
Shouldn't we have to wait till basketball is over to start baseball?
That just means basketball should end. Dear God, stop the team. Ugh, who wants to watch that? It's ridiculous.
A lot of people in Kentucky right now are very happy. A lot of people in
Lexington
are very happy.
It's almost over.
Yeah, I'm not
That's
a big
right.
basketball fan
They did win,
either.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They're in the Final Four.
My theory on basketball for Lexington, you know, like I attended the University of Kentucky and I wholeheartedly cheer against them. I root for any team playing Kentucky. Did I not tell you why?
Because you dated one of the basketball players and they dumped you.
No. God, that's
No,
I wouldn't date a basketball player. They're too tall. the reason is my ex-boyfriend, so it does go back to a boyfriend. My ex-boyfriend is such a jerk. Now, I mean, I dated this guy when I was like 20, but he left that much of an impression being such a jerk that every time the University of Kentucky lost, he would be in a bad mood for a week. So I know every time the University of Kentucky loses, he somewhere in the world is having a bad day, and that makes me happy. So that's why I cheer against the University of Kentucky. So I hope they don't make it any further.
You don't hold a grudge very long, do you, Jamie?
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, Glenn.
Keep that in mind. Dad better keep that in mind.
Yep. He knows.
Hey, you went on a camping trip Friday night, a kind of surprise camping trip, and I've been dying to hear about the snakes and the crocodiles and the bears and the coyotes and
the rain dripping into your camper. It was awesome. First of all, we got a new trailer, so there will be no rain dripping into my camper. It has an awning and everything. It is so nice. But we bought it. We upgraded our last one, I should say. And since then, all my horses got hurt, so I haven't been able to compete. So Chad's like, we have this big, beautiful trailer outside. We can't even go anywhere. I'm like, that's it. We're going to find a place to go trail riding. Let's go Friday night because he had Friday off. Well, okay, let's go. Well, I searched and I find this place called Bumblebee Ranch. And let me tell you, what a freaking touchdown. This is like, you can't just go places and ride without signing your life away and providing all sorts of paperwork. And this place was so beautiful and so laid back. We get there, they're like, yeah, you can park over there. There's some stalls. Have fun. I'm like, wait, I don't have to sign a release. Nothing. Like, these people were so chill, and they were so cool, and they had such a beautiful place. BumblebeeRanch.com. They're certainly not a sponsor or anything, but I just want to tell you, it was super fun. It was about an hour and a half from my house, an hour on the freeway, and then half an hour on the dirt road because you have to go 2 miles an hour because it's a dirty, twisty, winding, bumpy road and a horse trailer. The horses were stressed. Anyway, so we get there, and there was one thing I was not expecting, Glenn. One thing
cow.
I did not realize that would be gone. Now they have cows. This place, you can actually rent horses, and they take you on cattle drives and everything. I mean, there's everything. You're going to appreciate this. I thought if anybody in the world, and Jennifer, you can go ahead and obviously and post the picture on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. What I did not know was what a large community of private, I don't even know how to say what was going on there. It was a private invitation-only Renaissance festival that was also going on this ranch. And when
was it
you
the
have
S-
a...
Was it the SCA, Society for
yes.
Creative Anachronism? Yes, yes. I'm very familiar with
that?
The SCA. Well, the SCA were not big fans of ours when we had our acting company because they didn't because we sort of did a Benny Hill version of a medieval feast, and they thought that we were sacrilegious. So.
Oh, my gosh. The SCA. Okay. Explain it, baby, because there's a huge, like, handwritten sign that said SCA and an arrow pointing into the ranch. And I was like, what is the SCA? What does it mean?
Society for Creative Anachronism. And it's a bunch of people who get together and play medieval times. They dress up. And it's like the Civil War reenactors for medieval times. And some of them, did any of them have horses? Were they doing jousting? Did they have horses and stuff?
Oh, my God, Glenn. First, this place is like hundreds of acres, right? And we were on one side and they were on the other, but there was a billion tents. I mean, this SCA thing is huge. So Chad had seen a movie, and it was called LARPing, where you like role play. And anyway, there are people with these just walking around on a ranch with these ginormous hot costumes on. There was in the arena, people were like, there was jousting, but it was like jousting with like little quarter horses. I mean, it wasn't like fire-breathing Frisians or anything. I mean, it was like little quarter horses. I think there was like a pony mix and these people with all these costumes on.
They usually
on,
use
then,
like wooden sticks, like, you know, wooden swords and stuff.
Yes, wooden sword. And then there was like the sword fighting area where there was like people with fencing masks on, but they were like chasing each other and they're like, huzzah! They're like running at each other. There was a whole other section where they were practicing throwing knives, which these people were not very well skilled in any of these. I mean, it was hilarious.
The one thing
so
they are
like,
skilled at, and I don't know if you discovered this or not, and I'll be shocked if you and Chad didn't discover this. The other reason that the SCA exists is to make homemade beer and drink it in large quantities. Did you experience that?
The people were like, we stayed Friday night. They're like, you should be here Saturday night. People get so drunk and they fight each other. He's like, they just break into fights. And these people were all in costume. So I decided we needed to get a picture. So we're posting that. Jennifer's going to post it on our Facebook page. And I found two people with crowns on. And I said, I'm like, oh, my God, are you guys the king and queen? And they laughed. They were like, ha, ha, ha. We are not thou king and queen. We are the Duke and Duchess of so-and-so. I was like, are you serious? And there's kids and they're babies in costume. This thing was huge. And poor Joey and Duke were freaking out because they're like, you know, sword fighting and jousting and their kites in the air. And there's like these like flag banners that are waving. People are walking around with flags. It was insanity. And like, but it was so adorable. And those people, half of them have no idea what horses, you know, they see a horse, they like go running up to him. I'm like, stop, 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 stop. Your flapping costume. But they just all thought it was so funny that I asked if they were the king and queen when clearly they were Duke and Duchesses. Ha, ha, ha. I mean,
yeah, they have a whole hierarchy thing within the SCAs. Now there's local SCA chapters, there's regional SCA chapters, and then you go to the national, which
this was
is
the national.
Was it?
They meet here twice a year, apparently.
Yeah, and then there's a big one that they go to where there's tens of thousands of them show up in Philadelphia, near Pittsburgh, I think. And they show up by tens of thousands. It looks like an entire army has descended. The other thing you probably saw a good bit of was cleavage. They're very good at that, too.
You know, there were a lot of very well endowed women, but
yes.
of the large variety in these costumes, and
cleavage is usually on display. That's usually a thing about their costumes.
Well, let me just tell you, I did not expect to have this when I went trail riding up at Bumblebee Ranch, where all of a sudden I had no idea what the SCA even meant. All I know is there was lots of people in costume walking around with wooden swords. It was awesome.
That's it. Jennifer came up with the name. It's the Penzic Wars. That's what it's called, and she can look it up, but I think it's near Pittsburgh, and that's the annual gathering of all the SCAs around the country. And they really, truly do go there by the tens of thousands, and then they have these big battles and wars, and they all get drunk together. And that's what I know about the SCA. They didn't like us much, and we didn't care for them much. So we had,
somebody wrote on our Facebook page that they've already seen. Jen posted the picture, and she wrote, "That's awesome, though. I almost got my hopes up that the SCA was starting equestrian stuff." I didn't.
They do have horses, and they do a form of jousting. Let's put it that way. But anyway, I'm so glad you got to experience that on your trip. Speaking of experiencing things, we would like to encourage our listeners. We're starting something new here on the Horse Radio Network. We're trying to get the listeners more involved. And we know that you guys are out doing, you're out doing cool things all the time. You're attending cool horsey events. You're going camping over the weekend and running into SCA, whatever it is. You're out there doing things, and we would like to hear about it. So drop us a note, any one of us. You have our email addresses, or hop on to the website, and you'll find them. Drop us a note and let us know that you've been somewhere or are going somewhere fun, and we'll have you on the show to talk about it. We kind of are calling it our listener report. And we have the first one today, Jamie, and this is from a friend of ours we had on a little bit ago, talking about her horse shopping, and this is Kayla. She attended the Aiken Steeplechase, and she's coming on this morning to give us a report on that. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. First, tell us how that new horse you had sent over here is.
Oh, he's doing fabulous. I'm actually walking out to the field to go grab him right now because we're on our way to go cross-country schooling this morning.
Oh, cool. Very good. So he's working out? This is the Irish horse?
Yeah. Yeah, he's working out. You know, he's a baby, so we're taking our time. But, you know, he's pretty neat, so I'm excited.
Very good. Well, good luck with him. Tell us about the Aiken Steeplechase. Was this your first time going?
This is our second time going, but we actually got to see a lot more because we cozied up with some people who had a tailgate right by the first and last fence. And so we got to see them start and finish, which, you know, was a kind of a double-edged sword there. You got to see them start off fresh, and then they're tired by the end. And some of the horses didn't jump the last fence quite as planned. But it was really exciting. I don't know. It's a big social event in Aiken. You know, you get all the guys wearing their bow ties and their funky pants, and all the girls with their dresses and their hats, and then us horse girls that have the tan lines of bright white legs and farmer tans. but, no, it was great, and it was really neat to watch. I didn't realize that they got to show the horses the first fence before they started, which was kind of interesting. And then,
they kind of ride up to it and then go back to the starting line, right?
Yeah. I didn't actually realize that because I've only ever seen them in the middle of the course, just when they're running around, galloping around, and but it was kind of cool. One of the jockeys, I don't know him personally, but I know of him, and he's up in the Pennsylvania area, and he was down riding. For some of the trainers down here. It's Willie McCarthy. He won the bareback puissance at Plantation last year on Jenny Brannigan's horse, Ibella,
okay.
I believe. So I was like, I actually knew a name, and I was really excited. Not that I knew him, but like, I kind of know this person. but it was really cool to watch. And, I mean, those jockeys can ride. They just kind of sit up there. But it was really funny, though, because one of the jockeys got jumped out of the tack over one of the jumps and then was trying to stay on, was a little left, was a little right, and just couldn't hang on to that horse going about, like, 600 meters per minute and just took a little tumble, but he was fine. He
jumped right up. And
if you only lost one jockey at a steeplechase, you're doing good. Usually by the end of every race, there's four horses with jockeys and four horses without. And it always amazes me that there's still those horses are still jumping the jumps. You know,
Along. The one horse he took, the guy fell off, and the horse did two more laps with the rest of the pack and jumped the jumps. They went through the finish line. The horse went around one more time, jumped all the jumps, and then they finally got him pulled up like, okay, you can stop now. You won. It's okay. And it was unfortunate because
Go ahead.
It was unfortunate because he was the first place horse with the jockey, and he stayed in first place. And technically he won. He just didn't have a rider. It's not his fault.
Well, you know, if they've got that much heart that they're going to keep going, I think they should get the win. Because you know what? If the horse is going to do it by himself, that says a lot about that horse. And if he jumped all the jumps and didn't go around them, I mean, that says a lot, right?
Yeah, that was great.
We could say that for cross-country and eventing, too, couldn't we? And that wouldn't go over very big. Because we all know those horses just head back to the barn. They don't continue on doing the jumps.
They're like, peace out, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm
you messed up. Goodbye.
Yeah, your fault.
Yeah, so. No, but no, the steeplechase was great, and I highly recommend it for people that are in the Aiken area. I mean, most of the riders were up at the Carolina International Horse Trials, all the eventers. But since we only have young horses right now, we took Liberty and took a semi-day off and rode some horses in the morning and then ran over and got to watch all that and eat some really good food. It's in a field. They just kind of put it up the day before, like a couple days before, but it's on Powder House Road downtown,
so
like in Aiken.
Okay, so it's
in
not,
like the you pass houses. It's just like in the middle of Aiken, near where the training track is.
Oh wow, cool.
Yeah. So.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I know we always look forward to the one. I know Jamie, you've been to that one. The is it High Hope? Is that what it's called in Kentucky in May?
Yep.
High Hope?
High Hope Steeplechase that goes on in the middle of the where they run cross country at Rolex.
That's right,
oh,
right
wow.
at the Kentucky Horse Park. And they hadn't done it for a couple of years, and I just saw an article last week, now that you brought this steeplechasing up, I just saw an article last week that they're back again this year. Yeah.
Yay!
So they're going to be doing it again. That was always a lot of fun, and you're right. There's probably more alcohol consumed at the tailgates around a steeplechase than in the rest of the state that entire day. And then food. There's people bring, like, these huge spreads of food.
Very elaborate. I mean, the tailgate we were at had, you know, the olive tapenades and the salmon sandwiches and the this and the that. And, you know, we felt very underdressed. But it was very elaborate. It's like being at the Kentucky Derby a little bit.
Now let me ask you guys, both of you, because you're both eventers, would you ride a steeplechase?
I saw how some of the horses took the last fence, and one did do a rotational fall, so probably not. No.
Jamie, pre-baby and post-baby, what's your answer?
Yeah, no. When I was an exercise rider for the guy on the track, he had a couple horses that he was like, oh, these would make great steeplechase horses. He's like, and you're the perfect size to be a steeplechase jockey. And I was like, screw you and your mama. Like, that ain't happening. No, thank you.
Yeah, I like to have some sort of control and the ability to go forward and come back.
Yeah, exactly. And slow down and balance, jump, gallop. There's no balance in jump and gallop over there. It's just gallop and jump.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty much.
This is, Well, thank you, Kayla. We really appreciate you being our first reporter telling us what's going on out there. We would love to hear from our other listeners as well if you do neat things. And, Kayla, as you do some other neat things down the line, please let us know, and we'll have you on again.
I will. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thanks, Kayla.
All right. Thanks.
Good luck with the new one.
All right. Thanks.
Well, that was Kayla. She was at the Aiken Steeplechase. I don't think she's made her way north yet. I think she's still in Aiken. And people who made their way north, I saw on Facebook, were regretting it as they had another snowstorm. So
yeah.
They were regretting leaving early. So,
crazy.
Well, we did something yesterday, too. Speaking of doing some fun things, we actually went out to the Florida Horse Park, which, by the way, the Florida Horse Park is under expansion now and building a brand-new large indoor arena, and that is going up. We took a picture of that. It's the structure is being built now, but we were out there. There were two events at Florida Horse Park. There was a pleasure driving show, and that was fun to watch all the horses out there doing cones and all different kinds of different classes they had. So that was fun. The minis, we got there just as they were doing the mini classes, and those are hilarious. There was actually a four-in-hand of minis that I posted on the Driving Radio Show Facebook page. And talk about cuteness. You just take all the cuteness of the mini that looked like little Fellwells, and you put four of them in front of a little carriage, and it is just ultimate and cute. And they were funny to watch go around. But then there was – have you ever seen lure coursing with the hounds?
What is that?
It's lure coursing.
No. I don't know what that is.
It's really cool. You need a huge, enormous field to do it, and the Florida Horse Park has it. And what it is they have this string apparatus that they pull around this huge field, and then they get out the sight hounds, whether it's Whippets or Italian Greyhounds or Greyhounds and Borzois and every kind of sight hound there is, and they have these races where they chase this little bag that goes across the ground. And it's huge. It's probably 20 acres. And they run like heck, and they chase this bag around this field, and it is very cool to watch. It is neat to watch because they're just little fast dogs. I mean, really fast dogs. And it was just fun to watch that. I'd never seen it really in person, and the field is just huge. And I can imagine Glory would just love to do that because she just loves to run. But you talk about animals. You know, we always talk about people that are against us using our animals for riding and things like that or whatever. These hounds love this. They come back, and they're all jumping around and carrying on and having fun. It was fun to watch. So if you've never seen lure coursing and they're doing it near you, you have to stop out. That was a lot of fun. We enjoyed that yesterday.
Cool.
Lure coursing.
That's awesome. Lure
Something
coursing.
Another sport that you didn't know about.
I know, right? We're learning so much. Hey, I just want to thank all of our listeners, by the way, who have sent me advice on effing Frank, my cat.
Oh, I thought that was funny. There were a lot of people that posted.
Yes. And you know what's funny is yesterday, Chad was sitting at the table, and he's like, effing Frank! And I was like, how did you know I renamed him? I talked about that on the show. He goes, you did? Like, no, we just call him effing Frank now. That's his name. This is, of course, you guys who didn't hear, my cat, who at midnight requires to be let out. Like, he wants to be let out, and he screams, meow, 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 screams until you let him out, and you let him out. And it happened again last night, meow, meow, meow. Let him out at midnight, and then about 1:30 he wants back in. And he will stand outside my bedroom door because I have French doors that go to the outside. Meow, 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 meow. Like, I don't know how he can meow that loud. I mean, he's like the loudest cat. It's crazy. And so I just was looking this morning. I didn't check it at all the awesome advice that was given to us by our listeners. And I think my favorite so far is the squirt gun. I need a squirt gun. I'm just going to start spraying him.
You know what? We found the squirt gun to be ineffective with the beast. We had to go to a fly spray bottle, you know, the kind you buy, the bigger ones, because it had a longer reach than the squirt gun, and it had more water pressure. So think about just using one of the ones from a tack shop.
No, like I know what I'm going to do. The smartest way, Super Soaker.
How about the cat door? But then your dogs would get out, right?
The problem with the cat door is all of my doors, because the people that lived here before us upgraded all the doors, and so they're all glass framed doors. They're wood frame, but then they've got the glass pieces in the middle.
You have to
so
replace
you can't
the
put,
whole door.
Yeah, you have to replace the whole door, and then, you know, I guess I could get one small enough for the cat, because we don't want the dogs coming in and out, because we irrigate the property. And so I can't have a dog door, because they'll go out, play in the mud, and run right into the house, so which is not okay. And then I'll have effing dogs,
well,
too.
I have the solution for you. I remember Arden Moore? She was the positive coach from Four-Legged Life. She came on. She actually has a TV show and everything. She came on a while back, and she has a radio show and a real radio show. And she came on our show, and she talked about, well, I wrote to her, and she's going to come on sometime in the next week or two and give you advice for your kitty cat. So
she's
going to be on, and we're going to discuss the cat. I'm trying to work out the time now. So we are working on getting you some actual professional advice on this topic. You know what she's going
to
say? She's going to say, get a cat door.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's take a break for our sponsor this half hour is Omega Alpha Equine. And then we're coming back to speak to Judy from Toklat. We'll be right back.
Winter season is the time of year when our horses' respiratory systems often show signs of stress. More time in the barn, traveling long distances to winter quarters, and back-to-back competitions for weeks on end can all take a heavy toll on your horse's respiratory system. That's why Omega Alpha Equine has developed a variety of products to keep your horse's airways functioning properly. Airwaves, Lung Flush, Herbicough, Respifree, and Stasis have all been developed to keep your horse's respiratory system in peak condition. Ask for Omega Alpha's all-natural products at your local tack and feed supplier, or visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
Well, next up, we have Judy from Toklat, a friend of ours that we've known for years, and, of course, a company that Jennifer and I have dealt with for years and years, back to when we had our tack business back in the 1990s. Good morning, Judy. Thank you for getting up so early.
Good morning. Listening to you really wakes me up, so I feel pretty perky.
Yeah, we hope to accomplish that anyway. Well, Judy, I want to first thank you for becoming a sponsor of our coverage for the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. We appreciate that, and we're looking forward to providing a little atmosphere at the Rolex for those people that can't make it to the show. And we'll have a lot of neat guests and a lot of things going on. We're going to be going live at Rolex Friday morning and Sunday morning of the show. We'll be here for our normal hour and a half, and we'll have tons of different guests for you right from the Kentucky Horse Park. And you guys have agreed to become a Rolex sponsor, and we really appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's a really exciting event, so there's nothing like it in the U.S., really, especially for the English riders, so it should be exciting and fun.
Well, you know, when we first started with Toklat years ago, it was saddle pads. And it was saddle pads. It was over-the-counter saddle pads, and then also the custom pads. You were one of the very few companies at that time, and we're talking, 20 years ago, you were one of the very few companies at that time that would do custom pads where you could get the flaps at certain lengths and, you know, things designed the way you wanted it. And, boy, you've come a long way since then.
Absolutely. We've added a zillion products, and we're still actually doing quite a few custom pads. So we're probably one of the few manufacturers left in the U.S. That would do custom. I can't even think of anybody else that would do it. So
I know, and the neat part about it is they, you know, it's not order a pad and it comes in 3 months. That was something that was important, because, you know, you didn't have to wait 3 months to get your custom pad, because most people didn't want to wait, because we're all ordering things at the last minute and we want it tomorrow.
You're telling me. Show people, especially last minute.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can turn it around. You know, that's the advantage to being actually a factory, is we can turn it around pretty quick, relatively quickly for a custom product. So, yeah, you can get whatever you need from us, and you can get it within maybe 2 weeks. So,
very good. Well, tell me now the other products that you guys, I mean, you've gone into a million different brands. There's a ton of different brands under Toklat now. And, of course, we've highlighted a few of them on the show here over the last couple of years. Mylar Bits is one of them. Iridian is another one, and several of the others. So tell us a little bit about Toklat and what you've become now.
Well, it started 30 years ago. The current owner, Jim Marine, and his family owned the business, and they still own the business. And, you know, they started off with saddle pads because Jim was actually a salesman, and he was selling, and he kind of, you know, came into this opportunity and started making coolback pads. That was our very, very first product, was the Western coolback pad. And just over the years, as his business grew and became more successful, you kind of want to reach everybody, I guess. And so we branched out, and now we not only manufacture, but we also distribute some of our own products, which we make overseas. And we also distribute some key brands that are well-known in the equestrian industry from Europe. So we have, you know, Wolfware, which we will have at Rolex, is, you know, just one of the best-known leg boot companies in the world. So we've been distributing that for about 6 or 7 years, I think. At some point, you know, obviously we try to be all things to all people, so you have to kind of keep that under control. But at the same time, we really want to offer quality products that have innovation. So one thing we're not really in are the commodity products. You know, we're not going to have the cheapest polo wraps, or we're not going to, you know, make, you know, curb straps, that kind of thing. We try to find products that are just unique, innovative, and we try to make them to the best quality, you know, that you can. And bring something to horse owners and their horses that makes it, you know, riding better for both of them. So that's kind of the company philosophy, and that's the reason we've kind of branched out into so many different products.
And, you've gone beyond what you started with also with your own line of saddle pads, and have many different pads as well as mm-hmm. Spurs and stirrup irons and all
yep.
of those things as well. Now, tell me you're Cavallo too, right?
We do. We distribute Cavallo.
Yeah.
They're a Canadian company. We distribute them just
yep.
in the U.S. Yep. But we do Cavallo. We do Buchus horse blankets, Wolfware, I think I mentioned. Carde & Martin is another British brand that we distribute as well.
So now, eventers are a big part of, or are a large part of your customer base, right?
Absolutely.
And I know that we're going to be highlighting a couple of the different products that you have coming up here leading up to Rolex. One of them is the Kismet Show Coat. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, the Kismet Show Coat is an Iridium product. And so it's
awesome.
It's kind of interesting because it's so funny you say that. I deal with mostly the tack and saddlery product. And then Jennifer Holmes she oversees the development and marketing part, you know, of Iridian, and plus all the marketing for Toklat. And I don't deal with it directly myself so much, but I have in the last few weeks been out on the road selling, you know, and, you know, just to kind of get out there a little bit. And the Kismet is so interesting because there's been an influx of technical show coats that are machine washable. But the important thing about the Kismet is that it's not only machine washable, it's also dryer safe. So you can literally throw it in the dryer, pull it out, and wear it. You don't have to press it. You don't have to do anything fancy to it. And the other thing that I found really interesting is that judges are, you know, kind of having a little bit of a backlash against some of the technical show coats because they're not very structured. So they tend to look a little being baggy. And even though they're super comfortable to wear and they wear really well, they don't turn out very well as far as what the rider's appearance looks like. And judges are kind of, you know, getting a little bit ticked off about that. And we've actually had judges make a point of mentioning the Kismet and saying, you know, wow, that it really, really turns out really nicely. It's very acceptable for the show ring. So that was something I didn't even realize, even though I knew it was an awesome jacket. And then obviously, it's machine washable, it's dryer safe, it's very structured, it's tailored to a really nice fit. And then we did a few of the bells and whistles. If you open the inside of the jacket, there's a cute little charm where you can, you know, good luck charm. that you can add charms to if you want. And then it's got in both pockets, it's got a key fob so you don't, you know, don't lose your key in the bottom of your pocket and have a bulge. And it's got a, you know, kind of iPod, I guess we don't use iPods anymore, but cord management system inside the jacket.
I thought that was
whatever.
Cool. Being techie, I love that. And I also like, this is how you know it's designed by horse people, is there's two treat pockets and they're made of mesh so that you can get the crumbs out. That's the
word. Yes, exactly. Food in your pocket, doing treats or whatever, and it's not going to get all gross and disgusting.
And so in the important world of living in Phoenix, Arizona, it has its own – first of all, it's very light. It's not like the heavy wool coats at all. I mean, to not have to take your coat to the dry cleaner is such a huge positive for me, but it also has a chapstick pocket. When you have chapstick with
Danny's
SPF
400 – Danny's the queen of chapstick.
Yeah, I am the chapstick queen, and the fact that it has a chapstick pocket is great because you put them in your riding pants, and then you got the little bulge, and it looks weird. And so this jacket is great. I don't own one. I would like to have one. It's on my Christmas list. But if my husband should buy it for me, considering I'm always like, hey, take this to the dry cleaner on your way to work, and then he has bring it home and pay for it. So it's a great jacket. I've seen people with it, and I knew we were going to highlight it today, I just kind of got jealous, like, because it's just such a great jacket.
Hey, I got something to tell you here, Jamie.
Affordable. Sorry.
Well, that's what I was. It's even going to be more affordable because apparently you guys have teamed up with Wise Choice Tech, who are always at Rolex set up there. And matter of fact, we used to shop at Wise Choice when we lived in Lexington. And they're going to be set up there, and they have a coupon code, Jamie, HRN Rolex, and you can receive $50 off the Kismet Show coat while you're there.
Are you serious?
Yep. Yeah,
yep. I'm
serious.
And so we have it there for you to try on, and, you know, it's full retail price of $370 for all of that. It's super reasonable for a show coat, and then you can get $50 off of that.
Nice. I'm in.
And then... after your kid pukes on it from being when you were carrying him around at Rolex, you'll be able to just wash it and dry it.
Now, I think that's a great idea. I was going to ask, does it wick away vomit?
Yeah. Well, why don't you test it and get back to it?
Okay.
I believe that's one thing we didn't. We tested for horse boogers and drool, but I'm pretty sure we haven't tested for baby vomit.
Okay, I'll check it out for you. I'll be a tester.
There is something you're going to add to your criteria now in the test lab there, Judy. You're going to have to do a baby. Well, this is great. And then there was another product, too, I think, the Hampshire Breached. We're going to have a sale on also at Rolex.
Yep, and that's our show breach. It's a beautiful breach, and so the thing about Iridian breeches, it's kind of our core product line, is the fit. So you don't have to guess your fit. You don't have to be a size up or a size down. You know, you can come in and try them on, but basically they'll fit, you know, if you normally wear 10, then they're sized very specifically to be very, you know, fitted for that body type. So the fit is awesome. The panel system that we've always had just gives a really good look. It's very flattering. And then the Hampshire has, in the calf, has the breathable, wickable jacquard fabric that's really lightweight. So inside your boot, you don't have all this bulk. And it's got the zipper front with two button hook closures, and it's got a couple pockets. So if you don't have your show coat on, you could still put your chapstick in your pocket if you have to. But we'll have that there as well for you to try on and take a look at.
And with that same coupon code HRN Rolex, you'll get $15 off the Hampshire breeches. And that's at Wise Choice Tack. And I'm trying to remember where Wise Choice is actually set up at Rolex. Jennifer, do you remember?
We're inside the
trade
fair down on the arena floor.
Okay, so you're on the arena floor in the old indoor. And that's actually where we're going to be broadcasting from. We'll be near the judges' booth in the old indoor, is where we always broadcast our show from in the aisleway there. So we'll be right above you.
Cool.
For our broadcast there. Well, that's terrific. Well, you know, we enjoy toe clap products. We use them. We've sold them throughout the years. And, you know, I know they're known for quality. And we can't, in the shorter period of time we have here with Judy, tell you about all the different products they have. Hop on over to the website at toeclat.com. And Wise Choice, and I'm sure there'll be other vendors there as well that'll be carrying your products at Rolex.
Absolutely, and we'll also be there. There's going to be several of us from Toeclat in the Wise Choice booth. to answer questions about, you know, Iridian, Mylar, Wolfware, and especially Matrix pads. And we're actually going to have the owners of Wolfware that are coming all the way over from England. So if you want to find out what the best light boot is for your horse, they'll be there to answer those questions. So we'll be there in full force.
Very good. Well, I'll have to get one of you to hop up the steps and join us on Friday morning and say hi.
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Judy. We appreciate you being here. And thanks again for your support of Horses in the Morning and our Rolex coverage.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
And bye-bye.
Glenn, you know what's awesome is that Chad actually, while I thought it was a bad thing, Chad is not going to come to Rolex. And I know that's a bummer for you. But the good news is that he will not be at Rolex, so I can buy whatever I want.
I didn't know he wasn't coming. I thought he was still coming. I am kind of bummed.
I know you're bummed, but
it's going to be horse husband time to hang out.
I know. Well, I was hoping you guys would babysit while I went around and did stuff, but unfortunately, just with the cost of flying across the country, it was a little cost prohibitive. So I will be there. Don't you worry about it.
Does that mean he's actually, that means that he can stay home and take care of the farm too, right?
Exactly. Then I don't have to pay the farm sitter. He can stay home and clean stalls. You know, it works. It works.
Except that you're on total baby patrol because you know you can't count on Jennifer and I to take care of a baby.
Oh, don't worry. I've already got that figured out.
Okay.
I mean, figured out that I can't hand him to you guys. It's all good.
Yes. Oh, no, I can touch a baby. I'm okay holding a baby. Actually, caring for a baby is a different story. Jennifer, you won't get the holding part either. You only get neither one of those. But I'm okay at the holding part. I've done that.
But, you know, he's almost going to be a year old by the time Rolex comes around. He's 10 months old today. He's, like, almost not a baby anymore. He's, like, a cute little kid now. He can almost walk. It's crazy.
That's true. He will be. He'll be running around Rolex. Between now and then, he'll be, like, going everywhere.
Oh, dear God. I'm going to be the lady with the leash.
Are you going to
Yes, you are.
And the minivan. And there we go. Jamie, the soccer mom.
The lady with the baby on a leash at Rolex. That's going to be me. Like, I don't want him running out into the cross-country course. You know, you got to do what you got to do. So, but no minivan for me. I have a pickup truck. I'm good.
All right. Let's go to our song of the day. We have a couple more guests going, so don't go anywhere. They're coming up in just a minute. Right now, we're going to hear from Kristen Harris with Endless Sky. We'll be right back. Thank you. Well, that was, that was Kristen Harris with Endless Sky. You can find all of her music at kristenharris.com or on iTunes. Just search over there. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Coach Jen in the producer chair and Jamie Jennings out there in Phoenix, Arizona. Just back from a weekend riding and camping, and we stopped at the SCA and all of the people out there beating each other with sticks, and we never got to the riding part. Did you get to ride?
Oh my gosh, we did. It was awesome. Actually, on Friday when we got there, it was like a scramble, like, okay, I'm going to go ride, and then I'll be back. And he's like, take a thought, and then you're going to go ride. And so we kind of rode one at a time because we had the baby with us. And on the second day, one of the guys that worked there, he's like, my 15-year-old daughter babysits, and she's good with babies. She's got like 8 little brothers and sisters. And I was like, oh, you poor guy. But she actually babysat the second day. And Chad and I got to go ride together. It was great until I got back, and I see her with Lucas, and I walk up. I'm like, hey, we're back. And Lucas has just finished, mind you, not began, but finished an entire bag of Lay's potato chips. Which,
he's got good
in
taste.
In our world, he doesn't eat things like that. Like, this is a child who's like only had organic vegetables and everything like that. And here he's like got potato chip crumbs smeared across his cheeks. You know, he's got like chips in his hair. I mean, he has like devoured this bag of potato chips. So she goes, I hope that's okay. And I'm like, is the bag empty? She goes, yeah. And I was like, well, I guess it's okay. Not much I can do about it now. So that was interesting. But what I wanted to talk to you about was the awesome picture you posted on Facebook with Scooter and Baker side by side. And Scooter is standing at full attention while he is looking very proud of himself, pulling his little cart, and Baker just looks pissed.
Baker had to babysit the kid again.
Yep.
This was the first time that we actually went out both at the same time when Jennifer wasn't, you know, around to head Scooter. So, yeah, this was the first time we actually – now, we stayed on the farm. That's actually – the picture there is their pastures. That's the pastures where they hang out during the day. And Scooter was great. He did a good job. He only spooked once and scared the crap out of me once. Something crashed in the property next door, and it was behind him, and he reared up and took off, and I managed to get him under control. Thank God we had his new bit in his mouth, because I'm not sure I would have stopped otherwise. I think we would have been into the barn aisleway with me not in the cart anymore.
Well,
but I managed to get him stopped.
When I saw this,
that was our
picture,
scary moment.
And speaking of scary, like, I feel terrible that these poor horses have to live in this giant field of grass. They're bored. There's no hills, nothing. I mean, it's just awful. Of course, I'm referring to the
Yeah, it's very green here right now. There's a lot of people. A lot of people from the north were posting about how green it was, and it is unusually green right now here in Florida because we had so much rain. If you'd have been camping here doing your camping on Friday night, you would have had 4 inches of rain we had on Friday night into Saturday. They had to cancel all the events at the horse park, and anything horse-related in the area was canceled. We had like 40-mile-an-hour winds and heavy, heavy rain and thunderstorms and stuff. But this picture was taken on Sunday, and it was just a beautiful day. And,
The other thing I thought of, Glenn, while looking at this picture was that we need to find you a lower profile helmet. Jennifer,
actually,
your helmet is
this
is
the
so
lower
cool.
profile helmet.
Yeah, but compare it to your wife. She looks streamlined and all ready to gallop, and you've kind of got the big helmet on. So I'm just going to say we need to upgrade your helmet. It's time.
I think this is like a brand new one. I think this is one I just got.
Oh, sorry.
What I need is a big yellow helmet cover to match the wheels. What do you think?
Oh, that's what you need. You need something to draw more attention to it.
Yeah, Jennifer, you're on mute if you're trying to say something. I think she's trying to chime in here.
I've got it. The perfect helmet cover for Glenn. You know,
what?
The little hats they make for small children, and you see them at Disney World all the time. It's a little tiny baseball cap that has an itsy-bitsy brim and a propeller on top. We're going to get that for your helmet cover with a little propeller on top.
That would probably fit my my reputation, actually. Yes, but he was fun. He was good. And look at how proud he is standing there, looking all posing for pictures.
I know. It looks great. Well, I'm really proud of you guys. I'm proud of you rescuing the pony and getting all the training done. He looks awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually be able to take him out and you drive him around the neighborhood, because that's my ultimate goal, is to get out and drive around the neighborhood and bring him places. But we're not quite there yet. We have to get over this little bit of a spooking issue he has. And the fact that when he spooks, he rears and takes off, that's not a good thing either. We have to work.
You also have
to
be able to turn, Glenn. Turn.
Turning is
turn.
Getting easier now. The new bit we put in him, turning and stopping, has gotten much easier. I now have, like, power brakes and power steering, whereas before I had manual 1960s VW bug version.
definitely Glenn, I'm not sure if you can see the chat or not, but your wife, when I said that you had need a lower profile helmet, she just simply stated that you have a giant head. So it's
that
not
is
the
true.
Helmet. It's just your giant
head. That's
head.
What I was trying to tell you. It is a low-profile helmet.
Oh, it's just your noggin you. That's huge.
That's it.
Okay,
so that's
good.
True.
Just checking.
Hey, while we're waiting for our next guest, Leslie, here, I have my geek pick of the week. And this is something that you don't have to tune out for, that you will actually understand.
Okay.
This is simple. It's very easy. It's very simple. It's something everybody can do. If you've got a smartphone, I have the best. And we, you know, us horse people always worry about the weather because, you know, we're always worried about the storms coming in and when the rain's coming. We're out on a trail ride. We need to know what the weather is. You're just planning to do your lessons for the day. You have to know what the weather is. Now, in your case, you don't have to check the radar so much because it's all just the same every day. It's just empty. But, you know, for those of us that live in Florida where it changes every 5 minutes, or Kentucky or any other place in the country other than Phoenix and California, the weather does change every 5 minutes, and you need to know what's going on. Well, the best radar app I have found, and this was actually designed by friends of a geek friend of mine who actually helped us start our business back in the 1990s. He's a true geek. He makes me look like I don't know what I'm doing at all. He is a real geeky geek. And his friends started this. And the reason they started this weather app was to be more accurate in what's going to happen in the next 15 or 20 minutes. So it's called Radar Now. Just go to the iOS or Android store. It's free. It's called Radar Now, all one word, Radar Now. And it is by far the best radar app that I have ever used. You can actually make it animate past or future. So you can say, okay, what's happened, you know, what's happened in the past hour, or what's going to happen in the next hour. And this one, you can get so down to detail. You can see your own road, and it really is clear, it's crisp. And when you hit the future button, it really shows you what's going to happen and whether that little storm cell is going to hit you exactly or not just the general area, but where you're at. And it pinpoints where you're at very accurately. It uses the GPS to find where you're at. So if you're driving or whatever, it'll follow you. This is a darn nice app. It's better than the Weather Channel one or the other Weather Underground ones I've tried. It's called Radar Now. It's free. It's easy on any app store. So did you understand that one? I tried to get one simple for you this week.
I did understand it. However, I looked at it online, and I Googled it, Radar Now, and to look at some of the pictures. But it says they give you a 5-day free trial, or it is $4.99 for 2 years, which is still really cheap. But it says
they charge it for it now, those bastards. No.
And also, it looks like is it on iPhones too, or is it just Android? Because it says something about Android. It doesn't say anything about
it. I thought it was
iPhone
too. I have an Android, and that's where I use it. You might be right, but I thought it was iPhones too. You can check. But I know it's on Android. So no, it's in the App Store. It says available in the App Store, on my app. So. Yeah, I didn't know they charged for it. When I got it, it was when it first came out, and they weren't charging yet. But it's worth it. I think it's worth it anyway. It is truly one of the best ones for seeing what's going to happen at where you're standing in the next half an hour.
My husband is really a weather nerd, so I will definitely tell him about it.
Yeah. Yep. If you're a weather geek, you'll love this app. That's my geek pick of the week.
All right. Well, is Leslie ready?
Yes. Now, before, well, let's just say hi to her quick. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Okay. Now, the big
Glenn
unveil.
Has a surprise for you. Yeah.
Yes. For the first time ever, we have a bumper for Horse Nation. Here it is.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
And with that, we welcome Leslie Wiley. Well done, Glenn.
That was beautiful, Glenn. That touched my heart.
Well done.
Didn't it fit? Fit, doesn't it?
Makes it sound like our segment's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. No pressure.
Well, yeah,
don't
no
get
pressure.
Your hopes up.
Well, you know, I actually think this one is pretty awesome. There is a segment on Horse Nation called the Horse Addiction Screening Quiz. And this was written by one of your writers, Carly Sparks. And what Carly did, Glenn, check this out. She went to the Office of Healthcare Programs at Johns Hopkins University, and they have a screening quiz for alcoholics. So what Carly Sparks did was take the screening quiz and remove the word drinking and replace it with riding. And it's scary. It is very, very scary, Leslie.
Yeah. Do you guys want to take the quiz? Should we make
yeah,
give
let's
us
do it.
You, take the quiz?
Read us the question. All right.
Okay. Number
we'll
one, do you lose time from work due to riding?
Yes.
Yep. I mean, who hasn't cut out from work early or, like, taken a long lunch break to run out to the barn?
Or take days off, you know. You have to do that sometimes.
Got
to
do
it.
All
three of us are guilty of that. Okay.
Number two, is riding making your home life unhappy? Oh, that's a tricky one.
How many times have you dated a guy, Leslie, before your awesome husband and my awesome husband are like, you're going riding again? You're like, just wait, yesterday. Yes. Yes, I do it every day. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely they have destroyed some relationships in my life,
yep.
For sure. This is a good one. Number three, have you had financial difficulties as a result of riding?
No, nobody's ever had that.
Three for three.
Four, do you ride to escape from worries or trouble?
Are these the actual questions for alcoholics?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You can imagine the word drinking in any of the... Yeah. Okay. Number five. Have you ever been to a hospital or institution on account of riding?
God, it's amazing how these fit.
Yeah, this is frightening. Six, do you crave riding at a definite time daily? Yep. Seven, do you ride alone? Oh man. Number eight, do you turn to inferior companions and environments when riding?
Okay, so basically, do you hang out with shady people when you ride? And yes.
Okay,
definitely.
Okay. Definitely.
Other, you know what? I want, talking about shady, this immediately made me think of going to the racetrack, by the way.
Yeah, it did, me too, actually.
Right.
It did. I don't know. You're right. Have you ever been
definitely.
To the backside of a track? There you go, even
oh,
more.
God.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. Definitely we hang out with a lot of other people who enable us.
Yes.
Around.
Yes.
We tend to surround ourselves with those people.
Enablers.
Okay,
and a lot of them drink.
Oh, no. Number nine, have you ever had a loss of memory as a result of riding?
Huh. An injury, anyone?
Yeah, I feel like I've repressed some dressage tests in my life.
It's like the definition of crazy when you just do the same thing over and over and over again and have the same result every single time. Yes, that must be memory loss. Oh, I'm going to compete Jet again. What? Why?
Right. Oh, man. Okay, one more. Number 10. Has a physician ever treated you for riding?
I mean,
okay.
It's scary how parallel those things are. Isn't it crazy?
Wow. According to the experts at Johns Hopkins University Hospital, answering yes to even one of these questions is a sign that your riding patterns are harmful and considered horse-dependent or horse-aholic. You probably have a serious mental illness and a problem with alcohol and or money. Seek an evaluation by a licensed healthcare professional as soon as possible. Veterinary consults don't count.
God, that might be my favorite Horse Nation entry ever. I mean, that was just classic. Just classic.
That was spot on, man.
Yeah.
Boy, it was easy to do, too. I mean, what an easy thing to do. Let's just replace those, and it just worked. Oh, man.
I once
wrote, when we first started Stable Scoop years ago, I once wrote the, what's the AA thing, the 12 steps? I
mm-hmm.
once wrote the 12 steps for addicted horse people. I'm going to have to dig that out and send it over.
Oh, dig that up.
Yes, I have it somewhere. I wrote that out, and I'll have to send it to you. I'll have to find it. I'll look up the 12 steps.
So, not that we're making fun of AA or drinking or alcoholism.
Right,
we take those things very seriously. Just kidding.
And, you know, and we are accepting the fact that we are as bad off as they are. I mean, if you
mm-hmm.
think about it.
We have
yeah.
a problem. We can't stop.
Yeah.
We don't
know
when to say when.
We probably spend more money on it than they do.
You know what's also very telling to me? That if I replace the word riding with drinking, I'm guilty of several of those as well. So I probably need to see somebody.
So
do
if,
you
you're a, if you're a drunk horseaholic, you're in bad shape. You're
Man,
double whammy. There.
It's a double whammy for sure because they're like, do you crave drinking at a definite time daily? Yes. Right after I'm done with all my lessons, I finally get in the house. All I want to do is have a beer. It's hot. I want a beer. It's what I want. And then some of the other ones are a little bit telling. So, yeah. I might have two
yeah.
problems.
they call it codependent. Codependent. When you have multiple addictions at once.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you
and
go.
It's called a problem is what it's called.
It's called a problem.
I have let's see. And then moving on, before we get to Gina Miles, who is coming on in just a minute, you had a whole thing about home decor, which is mm-hmm. like horsemanista lifestyle. And I thought some of these were such cool ideas. And I think you can really do these on a budget as well, even though you are showing decor from like homes that are $175 million. So we can do this on a budget, too. Without
yes.
the problem is making these things not look like trash in your house.
Right. I mean, as horse people, we're always dragging, you know, random odds and ends from the tack room into the house. But But if you do it in an artistic way, it looks like you can kind of get away with it. Like there's one person made a display of bits on the wall. Super cute. Let's see. We've got, I like this one. It's like a flower pot, but they've wrapped old stirrup leathers around it. And it's so cute. I love little DIY projects like that.
I do too. And as far as the bits on the wall, I mean, how handy would that be? It's like a display of bits, like, oh, I need this one today. And you just pluck it off of the wall, and then you just put it back. Just make sure you clean it, and it won't look like garbage.
I don't think that's probably what the people that have these bits on the wall are. That's their point. But, you know, whatever.
Leslie, have you ever been to the horse.com's offices in Lexington?
I haven't.
They have actually sliding stall doors for the doors of their offices.
That's
so really
cool.
They weigh about 300 pounds each. I mean, there are these huge doors on their offices, and they're sliding doors. I just thought that was cool. That's a cool twist.
Yeah, definitely. But they're working in stalls instead of cubicles.
Yes.
That would be fitting.
I love it. So another thing that I really liked too was it's like you walk down their hallway, which has hardwood floors, but like a lighter color hardwood floor, and on display in the back of the hallway is this beautiful Western, I don't know if it's beautiful or not, it's just a beautiful display of a Western saddle sitting on a saddle stand. And when you use a saddle as a piece of art, you can be my friend. I think that was a great idea.
That's pretty spectacular looking.
Yeah, and then some of the other things you can do, which you have a picture of a bathroom, and in the bathroom, the mirror above the sink of the bathroom is one of those old horse collars with a mirror
shaped
inside the horse collar, which is, I mean, how much would you pay for that? What a great idea. That thing is so cool. And then the rest of the decor is like racing winter circle photos and halters. Who would have thought to put halters on your wall?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you see, I think there's something in genetics. If I hung a halter on my wall, it would look like a halter hanging on my wall. You know, they hang a halter on the wall and it looks like art. I think there's something in genetics that allows you to do that. You know, I don't know what it is, but it's just, you know, it's the little things around it that really make it work that you and I forget about, and we just hang the halter on the wall.
Right. Yeah, maybe it doesn't work if you're an actual horse person. Maybe you have to not be a horse person.
But if you're an alcoholic and you hang a halter on your wall, then it's art.
Then it's fine.
That's funny.
Leslie, this is awesome. You guys, horsenation.com is where to go to check out all of these things. And we will see you at Rolex.
Before we let Leslie go, I told Leslie about our meetup. She's going to meet us.
I was just going to talk to you, but 30 minutes before the first horse goes off on cross country, we're all going to meet at fence number one if you are listening to this. And you guys can meet Glenn and kick him in the shin and meet Leslie and give her a hug, whatever you want to do. You can meet me and give me $100, whatever. We will be there, and hopefully you will be there too.
Aw, don't kick Glenn in the shin, guys.
Hey, and I wanted to tell you, Leslie, you're more than welcome to invite all of your fans as well. So
I will. I absolutely will.
Yeah. I think it'd just be fun to be able to start the day walking around the, you know, different fences together and spend a little time together. We can all split up then or whatever. But I think it'd be fun to start off together. Now, you guys also tell us what you're doing.
Last year, Eventing Nation started doing a tailgate party in they sort of got the newish tailgate section, and it was so much fun, and readers just stopped by in and out all day long. We had snacks, we had drinks, we had mimosas in the morning, and games, and giveaways for a Venue Nation, shirts and hats, and it was just a lot of fun. So I think this year is going to be even bigger and better. So everybody needs to stop by.
You guys have name tags? Do you wear name tags so we can know who you guys are?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we need name tags because we read y'all's stuff all the time, but we don't know what the heck y'all look like.
Right.
At least our pictures
are
online.
That's true.
Really.
That's true.
You can't hide Glenn.
Well, we don't.
I mean, my God.
That's right. You know what I look like? I'm the one with the big head. And you just said that at Venting Nation's tailgate there's going to be alcohol and food. I'll be there for the food, and as we just learned, Jamie will be there for the alcohol. So
let's do this.
We'll be stopping by for
it.
Sure. You guys, Venting Nation actually has been a big supporter of ours since they started. We were doing the Eventing Radio Show, and they've been a big supporter of ours, and then Horses in the Morning when it came along, and then, of course, Horse Nation. So we appreciate all of your support of our shows as well.
We appreciate your support. It's a good team, good partnership.
Well, I'll tell you who isn't getting any love or support right now. We're waiting for Gina Miles to call. I hope she remembers. She's out on the West Coast, so, and I think she had a show this weekend, so we might be rescheduling Gina Miles. I just saw that the Wellington is out of the running for the 2018 World Equestrian Games. Which means it's down to Lexington, Kentucky, and Bromont in Canada, Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
So down to those two choices, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I just got my press pass in the mail for the other day.
For Rolex?
No, for the World Equestrian
Games. Are you going to the World Equestrian Games?
Yeah.
You are?
I totally am. Yes, I am. I'm going to cover it for Eventing Nation. So exciting.
Wow, look at you.
That's bucket list stuff.
I figured that with all the reporters you guys had over to Eventing Nation now, you'd be like fighting to see who went to over there, because they only give out a certain number of passes, if I remember right.
They do. It was an extremely difficult application process, and you had to join, the National Association of Sports Writers and Sportscasters, and you had to join the International Press Corps, Sporting Press Corps. It was a journey. So I was really glad
Leslie, I got a question for you. This is just between you and I, okay? How did you qualify for any of those?
How did I qualify for any of those? To be in the
various considered an actual journalist and reporter. Yes, that's what I mean.
It's surprising, what people will let you be a member of if you send them money.
There you go.
For $250, you too can be a member of whatever you
Jamie,
want.
Jamie, he could be a member of the National Radio Association Coalition, whatever the heck it is. They would probably let us in if we sent them money.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, pay for it.
Makes the world go round.
Well, that's so exciting that you're going to get to do that.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. It's definitely, and I'm covering Rolex this year, and so definitely, this is all the sort of stuff that, I've dreamed of doing since I was a kid, getting to cover these big events.
Who else is going for Eventing Nation?
For the WEG, Jenny Autry, who's sort of their editor. So, yeah.
What do you got? Your boss John tied up in a closet someplace? Not going?
Well, we've got a very special announcement about what John's been up to. We're leaking the secret this week, so keep your eyes peeled on Eventing Nation.
Oh.
We'll find out soon enough.
And for those that don't know, John was the guy who started Eventing Nation, 4 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, just a young guy right out of college when he started it. He was right out of college, but he was an inventor, right? He was an inventor growing up.
Yep, he's an inventor.
Okay. So there's no exciting announcement.
A very exciting announcement. I know it's all very cryptic, but yeah, it's a very exciting announcement coming up this week. Not that exciting, but pretty exciting.
Yeah. I was close.
He might rather be tied up in the closet. Thank you, Leslie, for joining us this morning and every Monday morning here. And we'll have your new bumper ready for you every week now.
Oh, I'm so excited. That makes me feel very, very honored.
And we're looking forward to meeting you, really, for the first time at Rolex this year.
Right. Yeah, I guess we tried to meet up last year, and we we kind of missed each other, but that'll be loads of fun.
All right, good. All right, we'll see you there, Leslie.
Okay, have a great week.
Bye.
Oh, she wasn't going to spill the beans. I was hoping she'd give us the scoop on what John's up to.
Well, because I figured it out. He's clearly pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, usually I know what John's up to, but I don't even know this one. So this is a mystery. Top secret.
Pretty exciting.
Maybe he sold out to, like, Nike bought him.
You keep wanting Nike riding clothes, man, and it just ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. Sorry.
It is happening, actually. There is Nike riding clothes now. They're starting.
There's
That's
not
like
going to be a swoosh. There's no swoosh on riding boots, dude. This is not going to happen.
No, not going to happen. Anyway, we're sorry that Gina didn't pop in, but we will get her back. She'll be here sometime later in the week, I'm sure. We'll try and get her set up. I know that she did have a show over the weekend. What was out there? Was there one in California? You said there was one in California,
Galway Downs. Galway Downs was this weekend, so it's really good.
She's hung.
Really,
she has a venting hangover this morning, I'm sure. We'll definitely get her on later in the week.
Cool. What I'm looking for right now is there is a contest going on for Southern States, which Southern States is a feed company, and somebody just posted it on my Facebook page and invited me. It is a chicken photo contest, and you can win chicken prizes because who doesn't have awesome photos of their chickens? And I have this great photo I took of one of my chickens in front of the sunset here in Arizona. Why wouldn't I have a chicken sunset photo? And I'm going to enter this contest, and by God, I'm going to win.
Oh, and I probably know why, too, because they always have, this time of year, too, right in the spring, they always bring the little chicks into the store and put them under the little heat lamps, and there's like 1,000 of them, and you go in there and you just stare at them and watch them run around. Must be that time of year.
There's a new type of chicken, which it's not a new type of chicken, new to us. We saw a picture of it in one of the feed stores, and they didn't have any, but we are on the hunt. So if anybody knows anybody around here with baby chicks that are called Blue Andalusians, I mean, come on, my eventing color and my favorite breed of horse together as a chicken, I need 100 of them. I need some Blue Andalusians. How awesome
did you
that?
Did you know that Southern States has a mobile app for your chickens called Poultry Pal?
What? Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, they have a mobile app called Poultry Pal for your chickens, and it's to track your breeds. You can store your information, such as birthday, health notes, photos for each of your chicks. There's somebody who's truly dedicated. You can upload your flock photos. You can keep track of your and manage your poultry shopping list.
You know, we have the 12 chickens now, and I have allowed some of my student's little sister, who's 3 years old, I let her start naming the chickens, and we have two white chickens, and they're now called Snowball and Snowflake, and then we have my favorite name of all of the chickens is Crazy Toe. Crazy Toe is a chicken. He's all black, but he has one white toenail. So she called him Crazy Toe. And then we have white ears, I didn't know chickens had ears, but apparently she sees white ears on this chicken. So we have white ears, crazy toe, snowball, snowflake, and then, you know, varieties of other names. But those are the four she named. And believe it or not, that child can tell the difference between snowball and snowflake. Seriously, she's taught me how to tell them apart. I'm like, I can't even tell my horses apart, much less my chickens.
Our chickens always came and went so much, usually into the mouth of a critter, that it was hard to name them all. It was getting difficult. Yeah, we always have critter problems with our chickens.
Well, if Crazy Toe goes somewhere, I'm going to go have to get another black chicken and paint its toenail white because I'm going to be in trouble. This child loves that chicken.
All right, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. A busy day here on Horses in the Morning. We appreciate you being here with us. And I noticed we've already had a couple responses to people who are attending cool events. So if you're attending a cool event, drop Jennifer a note at jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, and she'll try and get you booked on as one of our listener reporters, just like Kayla did this morning. Did a good job with that, too. And it's fun to hear about all these different events. We can't go to them all, so it's fun to hear about all these different events we don't even know about or, you know, wouldn't have any idea even existed. And even local ones. We love to hear about local ones as well. Let us know. We would like you to be involved in the show that way. It'd be a lot of fun. And don't forget to sign up. Head on over to horsesinthemorning.com. Click on the big banner in the middle of the page and become an HRN auditor. We've had a lot of people doing that. We appreciate you. I did have a couple of questions on that, why they haven't heard anything from us yet. And that is because the company we use called Patreon only charges cards once a month. So you, in fact, are an auditor but haven't paid for it yet. So at the end of the month,
like today,
they'll charge everybody. And then we get your information then. We don't even know. We know who signed up. We don't know email address. We can't contact you any which way until you actually pay your first payment. And then we can contact you, and we have a couple of things planned that we're going to get done. We're going to put out the first of the blooper reels for you. And then also we're going to do our first roundtable show with our auditors coming up here in the next week or two. So all of that will be happening. It's just that we had to wait for Patreon to actually charge you for the first contribution. But if you would like to be part of that family of the Horse Radio Network, just head on over to any of our webpages, click on the banner in the middle, for as little as $1 a month. And a lot of you have done a lot more than that, and we certainly do appreciate it. If you see value in what you hear here every day, if you don't see any value, don't donate, okay? Don't donate. But
no.
Tell all your friends about us anyway. That would be great.
Hopefully you see a little value in it. Otherwise, what are we doing? But
why are
you guys
listening?
Everybody saying, exactly, why are you still here?
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody, have a wonderful day. Spay, neuter, geld, and thanks for being a patron. We appreciate it. See you, Rolex!
Woohoo! I get to go.